I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tough day today, yeah.
It's a tough day for Max.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. Is this the bottom? Okay, that is the opening question. Now, if you want to text in right now, 651-461-9226. When I say the phrase, is this the bottom, what am I referring to? You could go right and wrong answers because there, I mean, you could take that a lot of ways. Is this the bottom in your own personal life? Is this the bottom at work? Is this the bottom that you've always wanted to look at? You found somebody with a tremendous bottom. But in this case, Dave Harrigan, I'm talking about the Minnesota Vikings offense. This isn't the bottom like this is as bad as they've ever been. Oh, no. Come on. Students of history know, first of all, early in the expansion years, they, you know, outside of the Francis off the bench debut, they were dreadful. The Steckel year will always stand out, right? And again, the Darren Nelson delivered story where Les Steckel, somewhere late in a year where they went three games that year? Can you look it up?
I thought it was two.
How many games did they have in 84? They weren't at 16 at that point. Where were they? It was bad.
It was 3-13.
3-13, so they're already up to 60. Okay. Where Les later in the year, in trying to motivate the lads, brings out a diaper. Okay, this is how Marine-like, tough guy-like, willing to do anything for his players, brings out a diaper filled, and Les is trying to imply that it's filled with poop.
Mm.
And he starts consuming it while it's on his face and saying, this is how bad I want to win. Of course, it's chocolate. And according to Darren, most players were laughing at him. And this one, is this who, if, would you like one of the propeller heads here? Again, ode to Jim Cott. We're going to try to work this in not quite as much as Brain Wizards because I just love Brain Wizards. I wish I knew which caller that was. If Brad Lane came in to motivate you, Dave, said it's December. We got to finish with a great month and brings a diaper and starts consuming what supposedly is poop in it. Would that motivate you? What kind of person thinks that's the motivator?
I'd run through a wall for that.
Of course you would. So it's not as bad as that. Probably wasn't as bad as maybe Leslie's year. But offensively, I have a slew of stats I can give you. including somehow they had 4 yards second half in the previous game. Remember that previous game against the Green Bay Packers?
Mm-hmm. I remember that one. Lambeau Field.
Then yesterday, on what appeared to be a kind of cool but lovely day in Seattle, they had 48 yards in the first half. That's 52 for four quarters. Okay. They had 6 first downs until the Seahawks basically put in Dave Craig and Steve Largent.
That's a good pairing.
I mean, I could go with Kenny Easley. I could go with a really old school defense. But I think when you're thinking old school Seahawks, I mean really old school, is it a Dave Craig? And maybe they put the guys who throw the fish.
Fish market fellas?
Yeah. I don't think we saw it. I think TV has finally said enough is enough. We don't have to show the fish throwers.
How can you say
that? I went down there a number of times.
You should have the fish throwers.
I did.
They complete more passes than Vikings quarterbacks do.
Who would you have trusted yesterday? 651-461-9226. Any Viking quarterback or the guys on the wharf throwing the fish back and forth?
Brosmer kind of did a fish throw on the pick six. You know, the old underhand.
He kind of did. That was a good play. We'll get to that. Where does that rank among the 10 dumbest plays in Vikings history?
Oh, don't say dumb. He's trying to make a play. Fourth down, what do you got to do?
10 dumbest plays in Vikings history. Is that in? I suppose because it's such a meaningless game and what's turned out to be a meaningless year. But just on a, again, of course, another pass. And he's getting more defensive about it, too. Ricey nailed it the other day. KOC, it's not easy when you're losing in any job.
In
life or whatever, in scrutiny.
And losing this bad when you're the offensive, you know, quarterback whisperer guy.
I was going to go with this one. He once was the cat's meow. Can you look up, why were you the cat's meow? Because early in the marriage, Kathleen, because life was pretty crazy and we wanted pets and just too busy for dogs. We did have some cats, but I'm mainly not a team cat guy. Although Griff has cats, so I'm willing to make exceptions. It's just he's the cat's meow. KOC was up there, looks like Bud, coach as well, handsome, says all the right things post game, and now, whoa. If you talk about the sports figure who's fallen the furthest this year in Minnesota, there's no doubt it's him, right?
Unless it's JJ. His was obviously built on hope, but
I mean, that was built on
Vikings
hope.
Fans were all in week one, especially after the comeback over the Bears.
They were all in once he threw the pass in the preseason game 2 years ago. And then when the news came out, they thought combination of Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Y.A. Tittle, and me in the backyard with an Itza.
Marino, too.
Marino. Yes, correct. Did we find the cat's meow?
Popularized in the 1920s, the old-fashioned term, of course, used to subscribe something best or most stylish, conveying that a person and a thing is outstanding, remarkable, very fashionable. Similar to the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees.
Cat's pajamas.
Similar meanings.
I think this will come up on the Adam Show soon. The bee's knees, the cat's pajamas.
Also was a movie back in 2001. I didn't remember that one.
Really?
Yes.
The cat's meow. I don't remember that one.
76% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
Looks like a period piece. Kirsten Dunst.
She loves her period pieces. She's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like her. So is this the bottom? Because Aaron Schatz years ago, I don't want to say was one of the first analytics guys in the NFL, but he was one who really was given a lot of credit for many things, including DVOA, right? Just a different way to evaluate games offensively and defensively, and trying to put them in historical context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here it is Aaron Schatz this morning. Well-respected. Not just Aaron Schatz in his basement in Golden Valley. Aaron Schatz, well-regarded by NFL types also. This is an evaluation of offensive games by DVOA from 1978 to 2025. That's a wide stretch. That's pre-Dave Harrigan's birth.
Yeah, we're getting to close to 50 years on that.
The DVOA worst game in evaluating every single offensive game from 1978 to 2025. Congratulations, yesterday's Minnesota Vikings game.
Well done, boys. If you're going to make history, doesn't matter. Find a way to
think about that one. Okay. It's either a positive or negative percentage. Yesterday, the Vikings, according to this stat, minus 96.8%. Okay? This is, okay, I have to clarify. Vikings games, my mistake, Vikings games during this stretch. Not all games, Vikings games. My screw up.
It might still be all.
So the next worst was the Archie Manning era in 1984. That was minus 68.7. This was 28 percentage points worse. Again, for all Vikings games analyzed, 78-25. I read it improperly. I get a negative score considering I thought it was all games, but it's just all Vikings games. Still pretty telling. Now, when they include the opponent, just again for further context, because Seattle's so good, it drops when they also take it to, let's also balance who you played.
Mm-hmm.
But for pure what we witnessed yesterday, if you've been watching Vikings football since 1978, count me in that category. That was the worst by far. Should we feel good that we watch it?
Well, it might be the worst by far, but you have to remember the handicaps that they had to deal with. First of all, you mentioned Seattle's a very good team, solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the 12th man in Seattle.
Seems like that would be illegal.
Yeah, you'd think so, but they allow it every single home game for the Seahawks. It's ridiculous. And God knows we got hosed by the refs.
Did we?
Yeah.
Were there a number of examples?
There's several.
Several. Is this the bottom? Can they? I mean, listen, this is the worst offensive game in Vikings history from 78 on by miles. Now, factoring against the opponent, it's not. Is this as bad an offense game as you've watched if you've been watching the Vikings? I mean, there were some Manning games in 84 with Steckel where he's getting just sacked over and over and over again. Spurgeon win, you know, when the Pastrnak came to a crashing halt.
Mm-hmm.
The Ponder years. But you're going from JJ, who has looked massively overwhelmed, to Brosmer, who had four INTs. Now, he's playing the good defense. He doesn't have Darisaw, he doesn't have Jackson, and they lose Kelly during the game. And Seattle has a good pass rush. And plenty of times yesterday, he had no chance. KOC was trying to tell us after the game, he processes too quickly. They need to slow him down. I mean, that's how good he is.
Yeah, that's right.
We got one quarterback that doesn't process fast enough, and we got one quarterback that processes too fast.
You remember,
is this Goldilocks
here? The first guy processes also very fast before the snap.
Before the snap, that's right.
Pre-snap processing.
Pre-snap.
Rock solid.
He's the best quarterback KOC has ever been with. Post-snap, he's a little bit slower.
But we know now he's not the worst KOC has ever been with.
Now, Brosmer sees things too fast. Also,
he's like beautiful mind.
He's John Nash. He's got stuff flying at him. He also wasn't very accurate.
No.
And by the way, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson, and we'll get to him at some point, you're allowed to catch a pass if it hits your hands and you're not in stride. I mean, how many have they dropped this year where it would be a good, very good to great catch where they haven't made it, just involving those two guys?
It seems like Addison, you get at least one a game.
Minimum. I think the over-under is 1.5, to be honest.
And some of them aren't bad throws either. Some of them are right on the numbers.
Right. So, can it get worse? We could also say, because we're giving you a lot here, because there's a lot to say. When the quarterback is this bad for the Vikings on the most discussed business in the state, it bears conversation. Right and wrong answers, Dave Harrigan, might be the same. Who should be the starting quarterback next week? Right and wrong answers might be the same. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now that's efficiency by Brad.
Very quick.
Boom. Quick turnaround. Excellent. Thank you. Perfect.
Third Monday in a row we've had to have a tribute to the Vikings offense for the bumper theme.
Oh, my God. We hit the post and everything.
Very nicely done.
Tim Pawlenty in less than 10 minutes on fraud, 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 governor's race, and plenty of other things to discuss. Plenty of text coming in. Appreciate the humor. Appreciate the content. Oprah, because she'd be like, you get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. No, the problem is right now it's to the defense. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. Vikings defense, as we all know, Dave, if you watched that game, they were very, very good yesterday. They really were. In particular, the front seven. I still think the secondary on this team, good luck. But Dallas Turner is slowly but surely turning into a heck of a football player.
Mm-hmm.
As we were discussing with Ricey, when you watched him for a few years at Alabama, you're like, my God, this guy's unbelievable. And when they picked him up, you're like, wow. And then it took a while. But when you're rotating Grenard, Van Ginkle, and Turner right now, that's a lot. The linebackers were good. Sam Darnold was 14 of 26 for 128, and they still lost by 26 points.
They got after Sam. There's no question about that.
Rich Gannon. Probably still has it in for one game. Well, Rich and I triumphed over a couple of people on the golf course a few months ago, so he's on a winning streak. Can KOC lace up his shoes and play next week? Well, still looks fit as can be.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, is he available? If he gets to make some money, Fran is available. Norm Snead or John Hankinson? I wish John was around. That's a great, great, great human being in John Hankinson. 41 donut was worse because we weren't expecting that. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm not saying worst game in Vikings history. I'm just saying offensively. Now, that's zero.
Not good. Don't like a zero. Of course, the Giants, you know, stealing the play signals. That didn't help anybody. When they know it's coming, it's pretty easy to put up a zero.
That is true, and that was believed for about an hour or so.
I'm still a believer.
You're still a believer.
24 years later.
I understand. Yeah, when you get beat by 41 in the NFC Championship game offensively, that's not good.
The Freeman game Monday night, that will always
be
in Vikings lore.
My God, a lot of people are asking about Thielen. Okay, let's just get to Thielen here. Nice human. Yes, he's one of us. Let me separate my shoulder, pat myself on the back on this one. We talked about it repeatedly when there was Thielen mania at the start of the year, and I said, you're not getting Jerry Rice in his prime. You're not getting Randy Moss. Let's just calm down a little bit. But this is where we are obsessed with the Minnesota connection. And I don't believe if, yes, Green Bay, for sure Green Bay. Okay, but let's go to others. If the Bears picked up some guy from an hour from Chicago who had had a very, very good career at the Vikings, or with the Bears in this case, I don't think the obsession would be as much. They threw away a fourth-round pick. I got it. They needed somebody. I didn't fault them for trying. I give them credit. Thielen's numbers last year when healthy were good. He asked for the release. He hasn't been good. He's going to Pittsburgh. Come on. He's going with his buddy, Aaron Rodgers, another guy who's, you know, above Adam in his career. But he's lamenting. Shockingly, he's finger-pointing. Never seen that before from Aaron Rodgers. And he dropped passes. He wasn't getting open. And they have they have one incredible receiver ahead of him. One guy who, even though he drops the ball a lot, is pretty damn good. Naylor is younger. So, yeah, it turned out to be a bad trade. Did. Giving up, you know, they exchanged fists. But they gave up a fourth. He gave him nothing. And he's still a quality human. Said all the right things in the tweet. But I don't think we have to go overboard as if this is KG in his prime. Or David Ortiz going to Boston and winning world championships. Hell of a career. He'll be a part of the Vikings organization. But this isn't like any indictment on, oh, this is a shot at KOC. He hasn't been good. They're not playing him. And he wants to go somewhere and play at the end of his career. Who can fault him? The fourth and one play, last thing. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable how often. Somebody we both know well, Phil Mackey, tweeted about. It's just how often KOC pass, pass, pass. And I get it. They weren't having a great deal of success, running the ball early. You got an undrafted quarterback with limited mobility. Put Jordan Mason's big butt in the backfield. Try to get a yard, and if not, they got 96 yards to go. Foolish, foolish decision by both participants. More foolish by the quarterback than the head coach. But come on, run the ball, and it's – he's put himself in that position to be questioned, and now he's getting sensitive on it. Come on, KOC, you're better than that. You want to defend the fourth and one situation?
I liked it. They're expecting you to run the ball, Chad. They're expecting Jordan Mason's big booty to try to barrel over that defense for the 1 yard. Element of surprise.
How'd that work out? Tim.
Well, maybe block the guy. That would help.
That would help also. That's a fair point. Tim Pawlenty, frequent guest of the show, back with us in moments.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.